Barry DePlizzi coming to you from PCA 2024, sitting here at the fantastic De Los Reyes booth with none other than my good friend, Mr. Chris Topper of Topper Cigars. Chris, how are you doing, my friend?
Doing great. Good to see you again.
It's so great to see you. And you brought another generation with you this time.
Fifth generation is here, yes. Your son's with me, yes.
Yes, your son, Kurt Topper. He's standing over here. It's got to be awesome. Family is such an important part of your brand and such an important part of, you know, the legacy of Topper Cigars. What's it like having your son here as part of it?
You get, even on a new label, you can see we got all the generations are there. My son's named after my grandfather, so it's just, it's a great family story, and I'm excited to tell it, so.
That's great. Yeah, speaking of a story, this is the new Topper 1894 here. There's a lot of little, what we call Easter eggs on this, and, you know, someone might say this is simple, but I call it classic box, but it has a story behind it as well, so please tell us a little bit more.
So we always had thought that this company originated in 1896, and basically, a little over a year ago, I got an email from a good friend of mine, Bill Fink Jr., and he says, "Hey, Chris, check out this letter that's on eBay. I think you'd be interested in it." So we went on, I bought the letter, and when I got it delivered to me, started looking at it, and I just kind of appreciated the old, it was back when they actually had letterheads.
This is a copy, right?
That's a copy.
This is a copy, okay.
So the Easter egg in that is that it says on the very top next to the logo, says established 1894. So I kind of took a step back and said, wait a minute, 1894, it didn't make sense. So did a lot of further research, and it kind of it leads to me believe that we actually did originate in 1894. So
it's all these years.
Yeah, my great-grandfather moved to McSherrystown, Pennsylvania in March of 1893 to learn the cigar business. And that was a small town that we've talked about many times. Mm-hmm. 1800 people and about 20 cigar factories. So it was a little mecca for the cigar industry at that time.
Fantastic. So after all these years, we think we thought it was another day, but it turns out, and what a beautiful find, to get that letter, a piece of personal history, and to create it into something new.
And through all the research, I found all kinds of information, a lot of old stories, and just to kind of corroborate it was just very interesting. So
awesome. Well, that leads to the Topper 1894, which we got featured right here. Tell us a little bit about this cigar.
So basically, what I wanted to do was, first off, when I saw the all the letterhead and all the artwork, we wanted to kind of recreate that and use that to have it as the key of the line. But the biggest thing is that we tried to do is make the blend something true to the story of the company. So as you know, we've always used Connecticut broadleaf wrappers, and we had Cuban long fillers. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of a take on that, but we have the wrapper is actually, it's a Habano seed, but it's grown in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And then in the filler, we actually use Connecticut broadleaf seed, but it's grown in the Dominican. So it's kind of an interesting take on our classic, the way we used to make cigars.
So one might say an evolution, right?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
An evolution of what, your family started so long ago. And then, it's not to be too punny, but the taking seeds and growing it into something special that ends different to honor the true founding of your family's company, 1894. This is beautiful.
So, and one of the things that we try to do, and also to keep it true to the story, we've always been a great value cigar. The old saying, we need a great 5-cent cigar. Well, today's 5-cent cigar is basically anything under 12 bucks. So that's kind of where I tried to make it something that it was, at least reasonable, but we're putting our name on every product as we always do. So I wanted to make it as best as possible as we could. So
what can we expect to pay for this?
So basically they're going to be between $8.50 and $10.50. There's three sizes.
Terrific. And where, when can we expect to see this on shelves?
So it should be on the shelves. I'm saying May. It might be a little bit towards the end of April, but it definitely you'll see it on the shelves in May.
Sounds good. So coming soon to a retailer near you. Topper, tops them all. Over 125 years of excellence. 1894, the latest and greatest from Topper. Chris Topper, everyone. We'll see you soon.